Biology Direct, BioMed Central, Open Access, Review, Hox, WNT, and the Evolution of the Primary Body Axis, Insights from the Early Divergent Phyla Joseph F. Ryan and Andreas D. Baksevenis Address, Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD 20892, USA. Email, Joseph F. Ryan, J. Fryan, at, mail.ni.gov, Andreas D. Baksevenis, Andy, at, mail.ni.gov. Corresponding author, published, the 13th of December 2007, Biology Direct 2007, 237, doi 10.1186/1745-6150-2/37, received, the 3rd of December 2007, accepted, the 13th of December 2007. This article is available from http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37, copyright sign, 2007 Ryan and Baksevenis, licensee BioMed Central Limited. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.0, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Abstract. The subkingdom Bilateria encompasses the overwhelming majority of animals, including all but four early branching phyla, Porifera, Ctenophora, Placozoa, and Cnidaria. On average, these early branching phyla have fewer cell types, tissues, and organs, and are considered to be significantly less specialized along their primary body axis. As such, they present an attractive outcrop from which to investigate how evolutionary changes in the genetic toolkit may have contributed to the emergence of the complex animal body plans of the Bilateria. This review offers an up-to-date glimpse of genome-scale comparisons between Bilaterians and these early diverging taxa. Specifically, we examine these data in the context of how they may explain the evolutionary development of primary body axes and axial symmetry across the Metazoa. Next, we re-evaluate the validity and evolutionary genomic relevance of the zootype hypothesis, which defines an animal by a specific spatial pattern of gene expression. Finally, we extend the hypothesis that WNT genes may be the earliest primary body axis patterning mechanism by suggesting that Hox genes were cooped into this patterning network prior to the last common ancestor of Cnidarians and Bilaterians. Open peer review, reviewed by Pierre Pontarotti, Gaspar Jakely, and L. Erivind. For the full reviews, please go to the reviewer's comments section. Background: the 30-plus metazoan phyla are each characterized by a distinct Borplan, or body plan, C1.2. A major challenge facing evolutionary biologists lies in understanding the evolution of major animal features such as body symmetry, germ layers, body cavities, skeletal systems, and nervous systems that comprise these disparate metazoan body plans. 3. In approaching these questions, it is especially useful to consider the earliest branching metazoan phyla, specifically, Porifera, sponges, Ctenophora, Ctenophores, Placozoa, Trichoplax, and Cnidaria, for example, sea anemones, corals, and jellyfish. Figure 1. The origin of animals dates back to over 600 million years ago, and perhaps much earlier. 4. Fossil evidence and molecular evidence suggest Bilaterian animals radiated during the Cambrian period some 500-550 million years ago. 5. In the interval between these two events, the Symplasma and the Cellularia, both subphyla within Porifera, the Ctenophora, the Cnidaria, and the Placozoa emerged in succession as independent lineages. See Figure 1. See also Table 1 and references therein. Each of these early branching lineages offers a unique perspective into early animal evolution. One key morphological feature that has contributed to the traditional superphyletic relationships of animals is SIM page 1 of 11, page number not for citation purposes, Biology Direct 2007, 237, http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37, table 1. Summary of results from ribosomal phylogenetic analyses. Only studies that included sequences from at least one species of Porifera, Ctenophora, Placozoa, Cnidaria, and Bilateria were considered. Not all the studies included data from both major clades of Poriferans, so a single PO entry in the result column does not necessarily indicate a monophyletic Porifera. Modeled after table 1 of 99. Authors. Year. Myth. Result. Wainwright et al., 79, Kateyama et al., 80, Kateyama et al., 80, Kateyama et al., 80, Hanelt et al., 81, Van de Peer and Wachter, 82, Abalhief et al., 83, Collins, 84, Collins, 84, Halenich, 85, Halenich, 85, Lipscomb et al., 86, Littlewood et al., 87. Winnipenix et al., 88, Zilzavi et al., 89, Kim et al., 90, Kim et al., 90, Jeribut et al., 91, Siddall and Whiting, 92, Peterson and Innes, 93, Podder et al., 94, Collins et al., 95, John Delius et al., 96, Martinelli and Spring, 97, Zilzavi and Hipsa, 98. Zilzavi and Hipsa, 98, Zilzavi and Hipsa, 98, Wahlberg et al., 99, 1993, 1995, MLDIMPMLDIDIMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPDIDIMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMPMP CT, TR, CN, B, PO, 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 PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, TR, CN, CT, CN, B, PO, TR, CT, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, TR, PO, PO, CT, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, PO, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, CT, TR, CN, B, PO, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, PO, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, PO, CT, TR, CN, 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 B, PO, PO, CT, CN, TR, B, 1996, 1997, 1998, 1998, 1998, 1998, 1998, 1998, 1998, 1999, 1999, 1999, 2001, 2001, 2002, 2002, 2003, 2003, 2004, Hippeth, CNB, 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 TRB, CNB, 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 TRB, TRB, CNB, CNB, TRB, TRB, CNB CNB TRB, meth equals method, hypoth equals hypothesis, ML equals maximum likelihood, MP equals maximum parsimony, DI equals distance, PO equals periphera, CT equals ctenophora, TR equals placozoa, CN equals cnidaria, B equals bilateria, CNB equals sister relationship between cnidaria and bilateria, TRB equals sister relationship between placozoa and bilateria. Metry about a primary body axis. A comprehensive analysis of animal anatomy produced by Beklemishev concluded that all animals are organized by a primary body axis, alternatively referred to as anterior-posterior, apical-basal, and oral-arboral, 6. This axis is especially evident during embryogenesis and larval stages. It is debated though whether this monaxonal symmetry is homologous throughout the metazoa and at what point, or points, in animal evolution bilateral symmetry emerged. Axial symmetry and the peripheral sponges are often described as being asymmetric or containing imperfect radial symmetry, 6. While it is true that adult sponges are often asymmetrically shaped by their environment, sponge larvae are usually symmetrical about their primary body axis, especially in the Hyksoctinellida and Calcarea classes, 6.7, figure 2a. Moreover, many of the hallmark features of metazoan ontogeny, that is, cleavage, blastulation, and gastrulation occur in sponges, 8. This fact is of critical importance when trying to reconstruct the body plan of the crown ancestor to metazoans. Recent reports have revealed that the phylum Periphera is genetically more complex than was anticipated, 9-11. They possess many of the signaling pathways and transcription factors that are involved in patterning the axes of bilaterians. There has yet to be extensive in situ hybridization assays involving sponges, but early results from the Demisponge Amphimedon queenslandica suggest that transcription factors have the potential to specify distinct regions of the developing sponge. 11. Further insight into the processes responsible for patterning the sponge primary body axis will be essential in understanding the evolution of animal body plans. Axial symmetry and the radiator. The superphyletic designation radiator was originally proposed by Cuvier to encompass the so-called radially symmetric animals, for example, jellyfish, polyps, starfish, sea urchins, and some protozoa, 12, as new evidence has. Page 2 of 11, page number not for citation purposes, Biology Direct 2007, 237, http://www.biology-direct.com/content/2/1/37, Metazoa, Ectosozoa, Lophotrichozoa, Deuterostomia, Acolomorpha, Medusozoa, Anthozoa, Placozoa, Ctenophora, Cellularia, Symplasma, Chonoflagellata, Fungi, Plantae, Bilateria, Cnidaria, Periphera, T. Hox cluster, T. para Hox, T. WNT, DKK, ANTP, Thomeoboxes, Figure 1 with Bilateria of early diverging metazone lineages, Symplasma, Cellularia, Ctenophora, Placozoa, Anthozoa, and Medusozoa, Evolutionary Relationships and Outgroups, Plantae, Fungi, and Chonoflagellata, Evolutionary Relationships of Early Diverging Metazoan Lineages, Symplasma, Cellularia, Ctenophora, Placozoa, Anthozoa, and Medusozoa, with Bilateria and Outgroups, Plantae, Fungi, and Chonoflagellata. Tree topology is based on, 77. Dotted line indicates uncertainty as to the placement of the placozoan branch. Arrows indicate the earliest known appearance of the specified group of genes. Surfaced, the composition of this group has been modified several times, cf. 13.14. The term radiator has also been frequently used to describe only the phyla Cnidaria and Ctenophora, for example, 15. The rotating membership and the polyphyletic nature of these phyla, see figure 1, contribute to the obvious confusion surrounding this term. However, the most confounding aspect of the term radiator is that few species within Cnidaria and Ctenophora, the two consistent members of this group actually exhibit true radial symmetry, that is, indefinite multiradiate symmetry, with many species within the group, particularly anthozoans, instead exhibiting bilateral symmetry. Multiple examples of asymmetry, bilaterality, biradiality, and tetraradiality can be found collectively within the page 3 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237. http://www.biology-direct.com/content/2/1/37. Capital A. Sponge larvae radial symmetry flagellated cells. B. Tentacle apical organ. Ctenophore biradial symmetry anal pore. Ciliary comb. C. Pharynx. MS. Anthozoan bilateral symmetry RM siphonoglyph CC. DBVMWI. Capital D. PR FIBR. Earthworm CTGCFCM. NPEXPCF. Bilateral symmetry. LMVBVVNC. SBV. Figure 2 phylogenetic framework of primary body axis symmetry. Phylogenetic framework of primary body axis symmetry. A. Radial symmetry of a sponge larva. B. Top-down view of pleurobrachia, ctenophora. The tentacles and anal pores of the ctenophore disrupt the octoradiate symmetry established by the 8 ciliary combs. C. Bilateral symmetry of actinia is seen through a cross-section of actinia. The decemradiate symmetry defined by the septa is broken by a single siphonoglyph. D. Bilateral symmetry defined by numerous structures is seen through the cross-section of an earthworm. Abbreviations: MS equals mesenteries, RM equals retractor muscle, DBV equals dorsal blood vessel, MWI equals muscular wall of intestine, FIB equals fold of intestinal wall, CT equals cuticle, GC equals gland cell, EP equals epidermis, CM equals circular muscles, LM equals longitudinal muscles, SBV equals subneural blood vessel, VNC equals ventral nerve cord, VBV equals ventral blood vessel, CF equals ciliated funnel, EXP equals excretory pore, NP equals nephridium, BR equals bristle. Only two of the four pairs of bristles are shown. PR equals peritoneum, CC equals chlorogen cells. Illustrations in A, B, and D are after 78, with permission from University of Chicago Press. Illustration in C after 6, page 4 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237. http://www.biology-direct.com/content/2/1/37. Cnidaria and Ctenophora, reviewed in the 15th of March 2017. In particular, many species within the Anthozoa, representing all three subclasses, and several within the Hydrozoa show clear signs of bilateral symmetry. 6.18. It is possible that this bilateral symmetry derived independently within these lineages, as suggested by Hyman and Beklemishev, 6.19. However, these authors were basing their conclusions on an animal phylogeny that placed the biradial ctenophore sister to the bilateria. Furthermore, their understanding of cnidarian evolution was substantially different. Evidence based on both genomic content, 20, and mitochondrial structure, 21, suggest that the anthozoan biphasic lifestyle may be more primitive than medusozoans. This is in contrast to the more popular view at that time, a view put forth by Hyman that advocated the reverse scenario, 19. This recent shift in phylogenetic perspective supports the Turbellarian theory, developed by Hadzi, 22, and advocated by both Hand, 23, and Wilmer, 3, that radial symmetry is a derived feature within the cnidaria, and suggests that bilateral symmetry evolved prior to the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. Data from the sea anemone Nematostella victensis show that similar molecular mechanisms, including HOX, DPP and WNT genes, 24-28, are involved in patterning the primary and secondary axes of bilaterians and cnidarians, further suggesting that bilateral symmetry is plesiomorphic with respect to the bilateria. Defined by the pharynx and mesenteries, this symmetry is disrupted by a single structure, the siphonoglyph, and sometimes, the arrangement of the retractor muscles that attach to the mesenteries, which defines their bilateral symmetry, figure 2c. In contrast to anthozoans, bilaterians have many structures that define their bilateriality. For example, bilaterial symmetry is defined in the earthworm by the dorsal and ventral blood vessels, the ventral nerve cord, and the intestine, to name a few, figure 2d. Given that a limited set of developmental genes are responsible for patterning the body axis of most animals, a better understanding of the evolutionary history of these gene families will contribute greatly to our understanding of this tendency towards axial complexity in early metazoan history. Graded morphological complexity. It has been recognized previously that in terms of cell types and tissue types along the primary body axis, sponges are much simpler than bilaterians, that is, sponges lack true tissues and organs, and that cnidarians occupy an intermediate level of axial complexity, 29. If the bilateral symmetry exhibited in anthozoans is considered the ancestral cnidarian condition, a pattern emerges of increasing morphological complexity along the primary body axis at each phyletic divergence point leading to the last common ancestor of bilaterians, figure 2. Because of its uncertain phylogenetic position, Trichoplax is not considered in this model. Still, Placozoa is either the earliest diverging metazoan lineage, c. 30, in which case its asymmetry appropriately fits the model, or it is secondarily reduced, see Table 1 and references therein, in which case its asymmetry would not be appropriate to consider in this context. Sponges lack the complex organs and organ systems that are found in other metazoa and are instead comprised of a series of asymmetric water current channels that define their, often imperfect radial symmetry. The biradial nature of ctenophores is defined by the pharynx, the gastrovascular canals, and two sets of diametrically opposed structures, the anal pores and tentacles, figure 2b. These structures break up the underlying multiradiate symmetry of these animals. Most bilaterally symmetrical anthozoans have underlying biradiate symmetry. Hox and Homeobox evolution. Near the base of the metazoa, studying the Homeobox superclus of transcription factors has yielded significant insight towards the goal of understanding basic developmental processes. Homeobox genes play critical roles in development in plants, fungi, and animals. A recent report showed that the common ancestor of bilaterians possessed at least 88 Homeobox genes, 31. A subsequent study showed that at least 56 of these Homeobox genes were likely present in the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor, 26. This analysis demonstrates that many important genetic components in the bilaterian developmental toolkit were present in the last common ancestor of cnidarians and bilaterians. Developmental genes in early diverging phyla studies from early branching metazoans hold much promise towards furthering our understanding of the genetic and developmental basis of morphological change. The first step in this process involves establishing reliable phylogenetic classifications of gene families that highlight orthologous relationships, as well as identifying novel genes within each lineage. The next step entails identifying functional parallels, if they exist, between developmental genes in these early branching taxa and their corresponding orthologs in bilateria. The representation of nematostella homeoboxes within the Hox families was conspicuously deficient when compared to the normal distribution of nematostella to bilaterian genes within multifamily clades, 26. The Hox genes are essential for patterning the primary body axis of bilaterians, and mutations in these genes have homeotic effects on the developing embryo, 32. Evidence from the sequenced genome of the Demisponge amphimedon suggests that Hox genes emerged after the metazoan crown ancestor, 33. Furthermore, it seems unlikely that ctenophores have Hox genes, given that there has been no report of the presence of Hox genes despite 2 estate. Page 5 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237, http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37, sequencing projects, 34.35, and several degenerate PCR-based phishing projects, 36-38. Phyla, there is substantially more information from which to reevaluate the zoo-type hypothesis. Several previous studies have shown that Hox homologs existed in a wide range of cnidarians, reviewed in 39.40. However, the Homeobox survey in Nematostella was the first report of a full repertoire of Hox genes from a cnidarian, 26. Subsequent studies have since demonstrated that Nematostella has at least 7 Hox genes belonging to 3 distinct families, 20.41, 42. In addition, genes from 2 of these families are organized in a cluster reminiscent of, but distinct in arrangement to, the Hox cluster of Bilaterians, 20.42. Furthermore, 2 additional genes from Nematostella were shown to be related to the 3 para-Hox genes of Bilaterians, 20.41, 42. These genes are also found in an independent cluster in many Bilaterians, and this para-Hox cluster is believed to be a sister cluster to the Hox complex, 43, but see, 42, for an alternate theory on the origin of the para-Hox cluster. The evidence suggesting that the last common cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor had a Hox system is consistent with the zoo-type hypothesis. However, the apparent absence of Hox genes from Ctenophora and Porifera suggests that a Hox system was not in place in the earliest animals. In light of this evidence, the zoo-type hypothesis must be rejected sensu stricto. It is possible that the specification of regional identity along the primary body axis by a set of genes is a synapomorphy of the animal kingdom, and that the Hox genes were not the original set of genes responsible for this specification. If this is the case, then there must have been other genes responsible for patterning the primary body axis of the last common metazoan ancestor. It may be that this ancestral patterning system is still operational in sponges and ctenophores, and that traces of the system in cnidarians and Bilaterians might perhaps be detected. If we assume modest and uniform gene loss in the human, Drosophila, and Nematostella Homeobox superfamilies, then the Hox subclass, more than any other subclass of Homeobox genes besides ducks, which encode double homeodomain proteins, has underwent extensive independent radiation in the Bilaterian lineage compared to the cnidarian lineage, 26. A conservative estimate is that the last common ancestor of cnidarians and Bilaterians had 3 Hox and 2 para-Hox genes that likely radiated into 7 Hox and 3 para-Hox genes in the crown Bilaterian ancestor. The Hox gene radiation coincided with a significant increase in axial specificity, compare figures 2C and 2D. This, combined with the fact that Hox genes likely arose after the divergence of Ctenophora from the rest of Metazoa, is consistent with the hypothesis that complexity and the number of Hox genes in a genome are positively correlated, 44-48. It has previously been observed that within the Bilateria, the level of complexity of a species does not necessarily correlate with the number of Hox genes in its genome, 49. Nevertheless, the pattern seen in these early branching lineages may offer insight into the early evolution of bilateral symmetry and its molecular underpinnings. Hox, WNT, and the evolution of the primary body axis. Does the Hox system define metazoans? An influential review by Slack and co-workers hypothesized that Hox genes and their coordinated spatial expression along the primary body axis are metazoan synapomorphies, 50. Early reports of cnidarian Hox genes set off a debate as to whether or not this zoo-type hypothesis was valid. In light of these new findings, 44.51-53, with the recent release of genomic data from Nematostella, 54, and other species from early diverging WNT pathway components in the early diverging phyla, it has been postulated that the WNT pathway may be the ancestral metazoan axial patterning system, 55. Several lines of evidence support this hypothesis. Firstly, Components of the WNT pathway have been found in two species of demisponge, 9.56, and a recent study showed the WNT expression pattern in the demisponge Amphimedon queenslandica to be consistent with a role in patterning the primary body axis during development, 57. Furthermore, WNT signaling is involved in axial patterning in bilaterians, invertebrates, hemichordates, and echinoderms. WNT signaling is essential for posterior patterning reviewed in, 58. In protostomes, there is evidence of expression in the posterior terminus of several insects and the posterior hinget of Polychaetanellids, 59. Similarly, the Dicopf, DKK, family of WNT antagonists are required for formation of anterior structures in vertebrates reviewed in, 60. Lastly, phylogenetic and expression analyses from several cnidarians show that WNT signaling plays a significant role in patterning the cnidarian primary body axis, 27.55, 6166. Genomic data show that there are at least 13 WNT orthologs in Nematostella representing 11 of the 12 bilaterian WNT subfamilies, indicating that the WNT family had extensively radiated prior to the last common cnidarian bilaterian ancestor, 27.55. Strikingly, in situ hybridization experiments reveal overlapping expression domains of these 13 WNT genes at the oral end of the developing planula, encompassing roughly 75% of the animal in both germ layers. Furthermore, ectodermal expression of DKK1, 2, 4, a gene whose vertebrate orthologs are major antagonists of WNT ligands, is seen in the aboral region of the nematostellar planula, bringing the total WNT-related, page 6 of 11, page number not for citation purposes, Biology Direct 2007, 237. Signaling coverage of the developing planula close to 100%, 27.55. Co-option of Hox genes. If a more primitive mechanism responsible for patterning the primary body axis of metazoans than the Hox system exists, then it is likely that the Hox genes were co-opted into this pathway sometime between their origin and the last common ancestor of cnidarians and bilaterians. Recent evidence from both protostomes and deuterostomes suggests that WNT signaling partitions Hox and para-Hox domains to specify unique cell fates during development, 67-71. Additionally, WNT genes are known to induce the expression of certain Hox genes under certain conditions in vertebrates, 72. Finally, evidence suggests that WNT signaling works together with the para-Hox gene CDX to regulate posterior Hox gene patterning in the mouse embryo, reviewed in, 73. These mounting data suggest that WNT and Hox genes work together during axial specification. It is possible, then, that the coordination of these two systems seen in modern-day bilaterians are traces of an ancient co-option event that occurred early in metazoan evolution. If the Hox genes were truly co-opted into the WNT pathway, it is difficult to say whether they were co-opted prior to the last common ancestor of cnidarians and bilaterians or subsequently, in the lineage leading to the last common ancestor of bilaterians. The expression patterns of Hox genes in the anthozoan Nematostella, 42, and the hydrozoan Eleutheria, 41, show that, while the cnidarian Hox genes are expressed in restricted regions along the primary body axis, the contiguous striped pattern that is seen in the bilaterian Hox genes is not observed. This could be an indication that the co-option process had begun prior to the last common ancestor of bilaterians and cnidarians, but became more pronounced later, in the bilaterian lineage. Speculation on the mechanisms underlying this co-option event might be premature. However, one possibility could be that a single Hox or para-Hox gene, which was high in the Hox-para-Hox cascade, was co-opted into the WNT network. The CDX genes, para-Hox, have been shown to be direct targets of WNT signaling, 74.75, and thought to be direct regulators of Hox genes in vertebrates reviewed in, 73.76. At some point perhaps prior to the Cnidarian-Bilaterian ancestor, the Orthologtus CDX could have come under the regulatory control of one or more WNT genes. As the Hox-Para-Hox family expanded through duplication, existing autoregulatory mechanisms may have been transformed into an axle-specifying network controlled initially by the CDX-Para-Hox gene, which was under control of a smaller number of WNT genes. This is only one of many other possible scenarios involving WNT and or http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37 other axle patterning networks. Nonetheless, these scenarios are testable and, on the surface, seem more likely than a scenario in which the Hox genes produced an independent primary body axis patterning network de novo. The initial wave of data from these early branching lineages is not yet at the stage where we can draw more definitive evolutionary scenarios, but they do provide a jumping-off point from which to generate testable hypotheses. A better understanding of these evolutionary processes will come from more strongly establishing the relationship between Hox, Para-Hox, and WNT genes in Cnidarians, while refining those same relationships in Bilaterians. A first step with respect to the Cnidaria would involve establishing the spatial and temporal relationships of the expression of these genes relative to each other. The next step would be to determine the effect of WNT expression when Hox expression is perturbed and vice versa. If the Kuchen hypothesis holds, these data might help to reveal the progression of this co-option event relative to the Cnidarian Bilaterian divergence, as well a better understanding of the molecular mechanisms underlying Bilaterian complexity and diversity. Conclusion: it is becoming clear that combinatorial regulation plays a large part in cell fate specification. 68. A variety of transcription factors and signaling pathways active in a particular cell play a critical role in determining the fate of that cell. During embryogenesis, this combinatorial system is used to impart complexity into the developing embryo. It seems reasonable to postulate that an expansion of gene families involved in cell determination akin to what is seen in the WNT and Hox genes during the major transitions in metazoan history would lead to an increase in cell types and tissue types available to embryogenesis. This would, in turn, lead to more complexity and variety in body plans. Characterizing the dynamics of gene family radiation, gene loss, and co-option is key to understanding these important metazoan transitions. By relating these data with morphological and developmental data in a phylogenetic context, we can begin to understand how changes in ontogeny have led to the burst of morphological diversity that occurred in the early Cambrian. Reviewers' comments. Reviewer 1, Pierre Pontarotti, Université d'Aix Marseillais, Marseillais, France. Review of the article Hox, WNT and the evolution of the primary body axis, insights from the early divergent phyla. This article shed some light on the understanding and the evolution of the Bilaterian animals using knowledge from non-Bilaterian phyla. Page 7 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237. http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37 Two main important insights come out from this exegesis of the current literature. 1, the revaluation of the zootype hypothesis, and 2, the putative role of the WNT genes in the partitioning of the body axis in Urbilateria. Complexity. The authors should explain it, even if this is evident for most of our colleague. I think that this review article will help experimental design for the Evo-Devo scientific community. It has been recognized previously that in terms of complexity along the primary body axis, sponges are much simpler than Bilaterians and that Cnidarians occupy an intermediate level of axle complexity. 29. Specific comments, early divergent phyla and the primary body axis paragraph. 1. The single-cell ancestor hypothesis. What really are the evidence that animals descend from several single-cell ancestors? Multicellularity occurred several times independently in the history of life, see for example fungi. I do not understand why the hypothesis of convergent multicellularity should not be considered in the case of animal. Author's response, the relationship of animals to single-celled eukaryotes is tangential to our thesis, so we have removed the reference to animal origins in the paper. Please also see the response to comment 2.2, the dating of the occurrence of animal multicellularity. I would be careful about the dating. The fact that we cannot witness older multicellular fossil than the one found in the Ediacaran fauna does not mean that they did not exist. Author's response, we reworded a couple of sentences to make it clear that these dates are only estimates based on published studies. The following sentences were changed. All animals descended from a single-celled ancestor, most likely a Chona flagellate, over 600 million years ago. 4. Bilaterian animals radiated during the Cambrian explosion 544-525 million years ago. The text now reads, the origin of animals dates back to over 600 million years ago and perhaps much earlier. 4. Fossil evidence and molecular evidence suggest bilaterian animals radiated during the Cambrian period some 500-550 million years ago. 5. Graded morphological complexity paragraph, the authors wrote, sponges are much simpler than bilaterians and that cnidarians occupy an intermediate level of axial complexity. What is the objective parameter of? Author's response, the following sentence was changed. The text now reads, it has been recognized previously that in terms of cell types and tissue types along the primary body axis, sponges are much simpler than bilaterians, that is, sponges lack true tissues and organs, and that cnidarians occupy an intermediate level of axial complexity. 29. Concerning the phylogeny of animal, do the authors think that bilaterian and cnidarians form a monophylogenetic group? Do they think the hawks were co-arctid in the most common ancestor of these two phyla? It should be helpful if the authors discuss this possibility. Author's response, figure 1 shows the prevailing view that Cnidaria and Bilateria are sister taxa and form a monophyletic group. Most of the ribosomal RNA phylogenies support this relationship as shown in Table 1. We've inserted the following into the text to address the second part of this comment. If the Hox genes were truly co-arctid into the WNT pathway, it is difficult to say whether they were co-arctid prior to the last common ancestor of Cnidarians and Bilaterians or subsequently, in the lineage leading to the last common ancestor of Bilaterians. The expression patterns of Hox genes in the anthozoan Nematostella, 42, and the hydrozoan Eleutheria, 41, show that, while the Cnidarian Hox genes are expressed in restricted regions along the primary body axis, the contiguous striped pattern that is seen in the Bilaterian Hox genes is not observed. This could be an indication that the co-auction process had begun prior to the last common ancestor of Bilaterians and Cnidarians, but became more pronounced later, in the Bilaterian lineage, Reviewer 2, Gaspar Jakeley, Max Planck Institute for Developmental Biology, Tübingen, Germany. Reviewed by Gaspar Jakeley, Max Planck Institute for Developmental Biology, Spemenstrasse 35, Tübingen, 72076, Germany, Tel, plus 49, 7071, 601, 1310, Gaspar, dot Jakeley, at, Tübingen, dot mpg, dot de, page 8 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237. This paper gives a good overview of the early evolution of axial symmetry and the patterning along the AP axis in metazoa. The paper is well written and I only have a few comments and suggestions for potential improvement. http://www.biologydirect.com/content/2/1/37. Reviewer 3, L. Irvine, Computational Biology Branch, NCBI, NLM, NE, Bethesda, USA. This reviewer provided no comments for publication. Acknowledgements. The authors propose that the Hox system was probably co-opted into the more ancestral WNT system for patterning along the AP axis. This is an interesting idea and it would be worth spelling it out in a bit more detail. How could it have happened? Did Hox genes intercalate between WNT signaling and the target genes of WNT, etc.? Why did it allow more precise axal patterning? An extra figure showing the steps of the evolution of the WNT Hox axal patterning system in metazoa would also help, for example schematic embryos with the expression domains. Author's response: we've inserted the following paragraph into the text to address these questions. Speculation on the mechanisms underlying this co-option event might be premature. However, one possibility could be that a single Hox or para-Hox gene, which was high in the Hox-para-Hox cascade, was co-opted into the WNT network. The CDX genes, para-Hox, have been shown to be direct targets of WNT signaling, 74.75, and thought to be direct regulators of Hox genes in vertebrates reviewed in, 73.76. At some point perhaps prior to the Cnidarian bilaterian ancestor, the orthologue to CDX could have come under the regulatory control of one or more WNT genes. As the Hox-para-Hox family expanded through duplication, existing auto-regulatory mechanisms may have been transformed into an axal-specifying network controlled initially by the CDX-para-Hox gene, which was under control of a smaller number of WNT genes. This is only one of many other possible scenarios involving WNT and/or other axal patterning networks. Nonetheless, these scenarios are testable and, on the surface, seem more likely than a scenario in which the Hox genes produced an independent primary body axis patterning network de novo. The initial wave of data from these early branching lineages is not yet at the stage where we can draw more definitive evolutionary scenarios, but they do provide a jumping off point from which to generate testable hypotheses. WNT expression was also analyzed recently in the sponge Amphimedon queenslandica, PLOS 1-2007 volume 2 PPE 1031, and was found to be expressed at the posterior pole of larvae. This is in agreement with the idea that WNT signaling plays an ancestral role in patterning the AP axis. These findings should also be discussed. Author's response: we inserted the following into the text. A recent study showed the WNT expression pattern in the Demosponge Amphimedon queenslandica to be consistent with a role in patterning the primary body axis during development, 57. We are very grateful to Gaspar Geekly and Pierre Ponterotti for their insightful reviews. We thank John Finity, Mark Martindale, Chris Schneider, Jim Mulliken, Daniel Segre, and Adam Rietzel for comments on various versions of this manuscript. We also thank Alan Collins, Sean Burgess, Yingzi Yang, and the members of the Finity Lab at Boston University for helpful discussion of these topics. This research was funded by the Intramural Research Program of the National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health. References 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Nielsen C., Defining Phyla, Morphological and Molecular Clues to Metazoan Evolution. Evil Dev 2003, 5, 386-393. Valentine J. W., On the Origin of Phyla, Chicago, The University of Chicago Press, 2004. Wilmer P., Invertebrate Relationships, Patterns in Animal Evolution, Cambridge, New York, Cambridge University Press, 1990. King N., The Unicellular Ancestry of Animal Development, Developmental Cell, 2004, 7, 313-325. Valentine J. W., Late Precambrian Bilaterians, Grades and Clades, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, 1994, 91, 6751, 6757. Beklemishev V. N., Principles of Comparative Anatomy of Invertebrates, Edinburgh, Oliver and Boyd, 1969, Manuel M., Borkelin E.C., Alivan E., Leparco Y., Vaislev J., Bori S. Nald N., Phylogeny and Evolution of Calcareous Sponges, Marnophyli of Coulsinia and Calcaronia, High Level of Morphological Homoplasy, and the Primitive Nature of Axial Symmetry, Cyst Bile 2003, 52, 311-333, Lees S.P., Degnan B.M., Embryogenesis and Metamorphosis in a Hapless Clerodema Sponge, Gastrulation and Transdifferentiation of Larval Ciliated Cells to Chonocytes, Invertebra Bile 2002, 121, 171-189, Nichols S.A., Dirks W., Peirce J.S., King N., Early Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling and Adhesion Genes, PNAS percent R 101073 NAS 06040651 03 2006 103 12451 12456 Muller W, Veens M, Adele T, Gamulin V, Schroeder H C, Muller I M, Borplan of Metazoa, Basis for Genetic Complexity of Metazoa, Int Rev Sittel 2004. 235, 53-92, Lerak C, Fahey B, Liubasich D, Hinman VF, Galthier M, Gongora M, Green K, Werhei G, Lees SP, Degnan BM, Developmental Expression of Transcription Factor Genes in a Demisponge, Insights into the Origin of Metazoan Multicellularity, Evolution and Development 2006, 8, 150-173, Cuvier G, M. Mertry H, The Animal Kingdom, Arranged in Conformity with Its Organization New York, G and C and H Carville, 1832, Cavalier Smith T, A Six Kingdom Classification and a Unified Phylogeny, in Indocytobiology II, Intracellular Spaces Oligogenetic Ecosystem, Proceedings Second International Colloquium on Indocytobiology edited by Schenk He, Schwemmler W. Berlin, New York, De Gruyter, 1983, 1027-1034, Cavalier-Smith T., A Revised Six-Kingdom System of Life, Biological Reviews of the Cambridge Philosophical Society 1998, 73-03-266, Martindale M.Q., Finity J.R., Henry J.Q., The Radiata and the Evolutionary Origins of the Bilaterian Body Plan, Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 2002, 24, 358-365, Martindale M.Q., The Evolution of Metazoan Axial Properties, Nat Rev Genet 2005, 6, 917-927, Finity J.R., The Origins of Axial Patterning in the Metazoa, How Old is Bilateral Symmetry? Int J. Dev Bile 2003, 47, 523-529. Stevenson T.A., British Sea Anemones London, The Ray Society, 1928. Hyman L.H., The Invertebrates First Edition, New York, McGraw-Hill, 1940. Chorak D., Delsuk F., Chorat P., Edvardson R.B., Reinch F., Reinfer E., Jensen M.F., Zubi, Dijong P., Steele R., Technor U., Minimal Proto-Hox Cluster Inferred from Bilaterian and Cnidarian Hox Complements, Nature 2006, 442, 684-687, page 9 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, Bridge D, Cunningham C.W., Shearwater B., DeSaul R., Bus L.W., Class Level Relationships in the Phylum Cnidaria, Evidence from Mitochondrial Genome Structure, PNAS 1992, 89, 8750-8753, Hadzi H., Tobolarijska Tiarija Nidarijev, Tobelarin Theorida Nidarin, Ljubljana, Slovenia, 1944, Hansi, On the Origin and Phylogeny of the Coelenterates, Systematic Zoology 1959, 8, 191-202, Mattis D. Q., Pan K., Marlow H., Dunn C. W., Thompson G. H., Martindale M. Q., Molecular Evidence for Deep Evolutionary Roots of Bilaterality in Animal Development, Prop. Nat. Acad. C. USA 2006, 103, 11195-11200, Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q., Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hawks and DPP Expression in a Sea Anemone, Science 2004, 304-1335-1337, Ryan J.F., Burton P.M., Mazza M.E., Kwong G.K., Mulikin J.C., Finity J.R., The Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor possessed at least 56 homeoboxes, evidence from the starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis, Genome Biology 2006, 7, Kusarau A., Pang K., Sturm C., Hrauder M., Lentfer J., Schmidt H. A., Technor U., Von Hieseler A., Hogmeyer B., Martindale M. Q., Holstein T. W., Unexpected Complexity of the WNT Gene Family in a Sea Anemone, Nature 2005, 433-156-160, Reinsch F., Anton R., Sainer M., Hammerschmidt M., Holstein T. W., Technor U., Asymmetric Expression of the BMP Antagonists Cordon and Gremlin in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Implications for the Evolution of Axial Patterning, Dev Bile 2006, Finity J.R., Cnidarians reveal intermediate stages in the evolution of Hox clusters and axial complexity 1, American Zoologist 2001, 41, 608-620, Della Porta S.L., Su A., Sagasser S., Jacob W., Marino M.A., Bus L.W., Shearwater B., Mitochondrial genome of Trichoplaxid herons supports Placozoa as the basal lower metazoan phylum. Proc. Nat. Acad. C. USA 2006, 103, 8751-8756. Nam J., Ne M., Evolutionary Change of the Numbers of Homeobox Genes in Bilateral Animals. Mol. Bile Evil 2005. Lewis E. B., A Gene Complex Controlling Segmentation in Drosophila. Nature 1978, 276, 565-570, Lerak CC, Fahey BB, Degnan SMSM, Adamski MM, Roxa DSDS, Degnan BMBM, the NK homeobox gene cluster predates the origin of Hox genes, Current Biology 2007, 17, 706-710, Jager M., Queenek E., Howe Liston E., Manuel M., Expansion of the Sox gene family predated the emergence of the Bilateria, Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 2006, 39, 477, Blackster M. L., Abubakar A. A., Pang K., Martindale M. Q., A Survey of Genes Expressed in the Teneforniemiapsis Leedii, GenBank Estate Submission. Book A Survey of Genes Expressed in the Teneforniemiapsis Leedii, GenBank Estate Submission Editor Ed., Eds., City 2003, Finity J.R., Homeobox Genes in the Tenefora, Identification of Paired Type and Hox Homologs in the Atentaculate Tenefor, Bureau of Ita., Molecular Marine Biology and Biotechnology 1996, 5, 249-258. Martinelli C., Spring J., T-box and homeobox genes from the Tenefor Pleurobrachia pileus, Comparison of Brachiae, TBX2/3 and TLX in basal metazoans and bilaterians, Feds Lett 2005, 579-5024-5028, Bibenek I.G., Gates Road, Morris J., Hartenstein V., Jacobs D.K., Sign oculus in basal metazoa, Development Genes and Evolution 2004, 214, 342-351, Ferrier D.E., Minguilan C., Evolution of the Hox-Para-Hox Gene Clusters, Int J. Dev Bile 2003, 47, 605-611, Galliot B., Conserved and Divergent Genes in Apex and Axis Development of Cnidarians, Kerr Oppenjenet Dev 2000, 10, 629-637, Cam K., Shearwater B., Jacob W., Delaporta S.L., Miller D.J., Axle Patterning and Diversification in the Cnidaria Predate the Hox System, Kerr Bile 2006, Ryan J.F., Mazza M.E., Pang K., Mattis D.Q., Baxevenus A.D., Martindale M.Q., Finity J.R., Prebiliterian Origins of the Hox Cluster and the Hox Code, Evidence from the Sea Anemone, Nematostella victensis, PLOS 1 2007, 2E153, Broek N.M., Garcia Fernandez J., Holland P.W., The Para-Hox Gene Cluster is an evolutionary sister of the Hox Gene Cluster, Nature 1998, 392, 920-922, http://www.biology-direct.com/content/2/1/37/44/45/46/47/48/49/50/51/52/53/54/55/56/57/58/59/60/61/62/63/64/65/66. Finity J.R., Homeoboxes in Sea Anemones and Other Nonbilaterian Animals, Implications for the Evolution of the Hox Cluster and the Zootype, in Process Citation, Kerr Tok Dev Bile 1998, 40, 211-254, Ruddle F.H., Bartels J.L., Bentley K.L., Kappen C., Murtha M.T., Pendleton J.W., Evolution of Hox Genes, Anu Rev Genet 1994, 28, 423-442, Pendleton J.W., Nage B.K., Murtha M.T., Ruddle F.H., Expansion of the Hox Gene Family and the Evolution of Chordates, Prop. Nat. Acad. C. USA 1993, 90, 6300-6304, Kappen C., Schuett K., Ruddle F.H., Two Steps in the Evolution of Antennapedia Class Vertebrate Homeobox Genes, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 1989, 86, 5459-5463, Ackham M., Dawson I., Ter G., Homeotic Genes and the Control of Segment Diversity, Development 1988, 104, 123-133, Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q., The Evolution of the Hox Cluster, Insights from Outgripes, Current Opinion in Genetics and Development 1998, 8, 681-687, Slack J.M., Holland P.W., Graham C.F., The Zootype and the Phylotypic Stage, Nature 1993, 361, 490-492, Martinez D.E., Bridge D., Masuda Nakagawa L.M., Cartwright P., Cnidarian Homeoboxes and the Zootype, Nature 1998, 393, 748-749, Shearwater B., Desol R., Current Problems with the Zootype and the Early Evolution of Hox Genes, JEXP Zool 2001, 291, 169-174, Shearwater B., Kuhn K., Homology of Hox Genes and the Zootype Concept in Early Metazone Evolution, Mol Phylogenet Evel 1998, 9, 375-381, Putnam N.H., Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salomov A., Terry A., Shapiro H., Lindquist E., Kapitanov V.V., et al., Sea anemone genome reveals ancestral Umeta's own gene repertoire and genomic organization. Science 2007, 317, 86-94. Lee P.N., Pang K., Mattis D.Q., Martindale M.Q., AWNT of Things to Come, Evolution of WNT Signaling and Polarity in Cnidarians. Seminars in Cell and Developmental Biology 2006, 17, 157-167. Adel T., Nefkins I., Muller Wach, Polarity Factor Frizzled in the Demospongia Subarrhytes Demuncula, Identification, Expression and Localization of the Receptor in the Epithelium Pinacoderm. Febs Letters 2003, 554, 363-368. Adamska M., Degnan S. M., Green K. M., Adamski M., Craigie A., Lerak C., Degnan B. M., WNT and TGF beta expression in the sponge Amphimedon Queenslandica and the origin of metazoan embryonic patterning. PLOS 1 2007, 2E1031. Holland LZ, Heads or Tails, Amphioxus and the Evolution of Anterior-Posterior Patterning in Deuterostomes, Developmental Biology 2002, 241, 209-228. Sever EC, Kanashige LM, Expression of Segmentation Genes During Larval and Juvenile Development in the Polychaetes Capitella SP, I and H. Elegans. Developmental Biology 2006, 289, 179-194. Near C, Function and Biological Roles of the Dicopt Family of WNT Modulators. Oncogene 25, 7469, 7481. Augustine R., Frank A., Kolcharin K., Kiko R., Siebert S., Hemrich G., Bosch TCG. Dicopt-related genes are components of the positional value gradient in Hydra. Developmental Biology 2006, 296, 62-70. Brown M., G.L., Reinhardt B., Bode H.R., Formation of the head organizer in Hydra involves the canonical WNT pathway. Development 2005, 132, 2907, 2916. Gouda C., Pinho S., Naka T.G., Schmidt H.A., Hobmeyer B., Near C., Holstein T.W., An Ancient WNT Dicopt Antagonism in Hydra. Development 2006, 133, 901-911. Hobmeyer B., Reinsch F., Kuhn K., Hapel C.M., Von Lohr C.C., Snider P., Rothbucher U., Holstein T.W., WNT signaling molecules act in axis formation in the diploblastic metazoan Hydra. Nature 2000, 407, 186-189. Wickramane A.K.R., Hong M., Lee P.N., Pang K., Byram C.A., Bince J.M., Su R., Martindale M.Q., An Ancient Role for Nuclear, Beta, Catenin in the Evolution of Axial Polarity and Germ Layer Segregation. Nature 2003, 426, 446-450. Plickert G., Jacoby V., Frank U., Muller W. A., Mockady O., WNT signaling in hydroid development, formation of the primary body axis in embryogenesis and its subsequent patterning. Developmental Biology 2006, 298. 368-378. Page 10 of 11, page number not for citation purposes. Biology Direct 2007, 237, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89. Eriter Y., Kawaik H., Zhang Y., Herman M.A., Akano H., Sawyer H., WNT signaling and a HOX protein cooperatively regulate SAR3-MEIS to determine daughter cell fate after asymmetric cell division in C. elegans. Dev Cell 2006, 11, 105-115. Bondus S., Variations on a Theme, HOX and WNT Combinatorial Regulation During Animal Development, CSTKE 2006, 2006 p. 38. Mirabet S., Hombria J.C., Hu N., Pradel J., Graber Y., HOX controlled reorganization of intrasegmental patterning cues underlies Drosophila posterior spiracle organogenesis. Development 2005, 132, 3093, 3102. Bondus S.E., Tan XX, Matthews K.S., Physical and genetic interactions link HOX function with diverse transcription factors and cell signaling proteins. Molecular Cellular Proteomics 2006, 5, 824-834. Bielder D., Graber Y., Scott M.P., WNT and TGF beta signals subdivide the ABD or HOX domain during Drosophila mesoderm patterning. Development 1998, 125, 1781, 1790. Altman C.R., Briven Lau R., Lawrence D.K.W.J., Neural Patterning in the Vertebrate Embryo, in International Review of Cytology Volume 203, Academic Press, 2001, 447-482. Lones D., The CDX1 Homeodomain Protein, an Integrator of Posterior Signaling in the Mouse, BioEssays 2003, 25, 971-980. Pillen N., O.K., Sylvester J.R., Boucher N., Savory J., Lones D., CDX4 is a direct target of the canonical WNT pathway. Dev Bile 2006, 289, 55-63. Pillen N., O.K., Sylvester J.R., Savory J.G., Lones D., WNT signaling is a key mediator of CDX1 expression in vivo. Development 2007, 134, 2315, 2323. Deschamps J., Van Nes J., Developmental regulation of the HOX genes during axial morphogenesis in the mouse. Development 2005, 132, 2931, 2942. Collins Och, Valentine J.W., Defining Phyla, Evolutionary Pathways to Metazoan Body Plans, Evil Dev 2001, 3, 432-442. Buxbaum R., Animals Without Backbones, Chicago, Illinois, University of Chicago Press, 1938. Wainwright P.O., Hinkle G., Sojourn M.L., Stickel S.K., Monophyletic Origins of the Metazoa, an Evolutionary Link with Fungi. Science 1993, 260, 340-342. Kataya Mati, Wada H., Furuya H., Sato N., Yamamoto M., Phylogenetic position of the Dasyamid Mesozoa inferred from 18S Ravna sequences. Biological Bulletin 1995, 189, 81-90. Hanelt B., Van Schindel D., Adema C.M., Lewis L.A., Loker E.S., The Phylogenetic Position of Rapallura of Iacomi, Orthonectida, based on 18S ribosomal DNA sequence analysis. Molecular Biology and Evolution 1996, 13, 1187, 1191. Van de Peer Y., De Wachter R., Evolutionary relationships among the eukaryotic crown taxa taking into account cetitocyte rate variation in 18S RNA. Journal of Molecular Evolution 1997, 45, 619-630. Abalhief E., Zadoya R., Meyer A., Limitations of Metazone 18's RNA sequence data, implications for reconstructing a phylogeny of the animal kingdom and inferring the reality of the Cambrian explosion. Journal of Molecular Evolution 1998, 47, 394-405. Collins Och, Evaluating Multiple Alternative Hypotheses for the Origin of Bilateria, an Analysis of 18S RNR Molecular Evidence. Prop. Nat. Acad. CUSA 1998-95-15458-15463. Halenich K.M., Considerations for Reconstructing Metazone History, Signal, Resolution, and Hypothesis Testing. Integrative and Comparative Biology 1998-38-929-941. Lipscomb D.L., Ferris J.S., Carlos Joe M., Teller A., Support, Ribosomal Sequences and the Phylogeny of the Eukaryotes. Cladistics 1998-14-303-338. Littlewood D.T.J., Telford M.J., Clough Carr, Rode K., Nathostomulida, an Enigmatic Metazone Phylum from Both Morphological and Molecular Perspectives. Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 1998-9-72-79. Winnipenix B.M.H., Van Pereed, Bakalgeor T., Metazone Relationships on the Basis of 18S RNR Sequences, A Few Years Later. Integrative and Comparative Biology 1998-38-888-906. Zuzavi J., Michalka S., Kepka P., Best K. A., Teets D., Phylogeny of the Metazoa Based on Morphological and 18S Ribosomal DNA Evidence. Cladistics 1998-14-249-285. http://www.biology-direct.com/content/2/1/37/90/91/92/93/94/95/96/97/98/99. Kim J., Kim W., A New Perspective on Lower Metazone Relationships from 18S RNR Sequences, 2. Molecular Biology and Evolution 1999-16-423-427. Jeribut G., Wheeler W.C., The Position of Arthropods in the Animal Kingdom, Ecdysozoa, Islands, Trees, and the Parsimony Ratchet. Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 1999-13-619-623. Siddall M.E., Whiting M.F., Long Branch Abstractions. Cladistics 1999-15-9-24. Peterson K.J., Ennis D.J., Animal Phylogeny and the Ancestry of Bilaterians, Inferences from Morphology and 18S RNR Gene Sequences, Evolution and Development 2001-3-170-205. Potter M., Haddocks, Sojourn M.L., Harbison G.R., A Molecular Phylogenetic Framework for the Phylum Ctenophora Using 18S RNR Genes, Morphologenate Evel 2001-21-218-230. Collins Ach, Phylogeny of Medusozoa and the Evolution of Cnidarian Life Cycles, Journal of Evolutionary Biology 2002-15-418-432. John Delius U., Ruiz Trillo I., Baganer J., Riotort M., The Nematodermatida are basal bilaterians and not members of the platyhelmints. Zoologica Scripta 2002-31-201-215. Martinelli C., Spring J., Distinct Expression Patterns of the Toot Box Homologs Brachyeri and TBX2/3 in the Placozoan Trichoplax Adherens. DevGenes Evel 2003-213-492-499. Zuzavi J., Hipsa V., Myxozoa, Polypodium, and the Origin of the Bilateria, the Phylogenetic Position of Indopnidozoa in Light of the Rediscovery of Buddenbrochia, 1. Cladistics 2003-19-164-169. Wahlberg A., Thalesson M., Ferris J.S., John Delius U., The Phylogenetic Position of the Comb Jellies, Ctenophora, and the Importance of Taxonomic Sampling. Cladistics 2004-20-558-578. publish with Biomed Central and every scientist can read your work free of charge. Biomed Central will be the most significant development for disseminating the results of biomedical research in our lifetime, Sir Paul Nurse, Cancer Research UK. Your research papers will be available free of charge to the entire biomedical community, peer-reviewed and published immediately upon acceptance, cited in PubMed and archived on PubMed Central. Yours, you keep the copyright. Biomed Central. Submit your manuscript here, http://www.biomedcentral.com/info/publishing_adv.asp. Page 11 of 11, page number not for citation purposes.